Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hey y'all, thanks for taking the time to listen. It's the Best Bits of the Week show, as you heard in that fun little jingle, and I am Morgan. I'm going to be counting down the best seven bits from the show this week based on all your engagement online, from social media, the calls, all the things. And there's so many more bits than seven, but I'm counting down the best ones from seven to one. And also along the way, I bring in members from the show to talk about some behind the scenes moments, which is my personal favorite. And this weekend, I'm bringing in Lunchbox and Raymundo.
I'm here. Check. Is this thing on?
Well, so it's us three are the only ones in our home studio right now. So I figured.
No, we're not in our home. We're in the studio.
Well, I mean, like the home studio, like the show's home studio.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. You get it now? Okay.
Got it.
Well, it's only us three because the snow totally blanketed Nashville and there was so much ice and it was just wild. Okay?
You know what they were calling it?
The winter storm.
No, Snowmageddon.
Oh, I think that's a little dramatic. But
Snowmageddon was here.
Okay. Well, that's why we're all here. So I figured it'd be best to bring on Raymundo and Lunchbox as kind of my little co-host for today as something fun. I don't know. You guys down for that?
Are we getting paid extra?
No.
No, I'm still down.
Ray, are you good? Do you need extra money?
I am totally cool with doing this with you. I heard this is just such a huge show on the weekends. Watch, it's like bigger than the normal
show. I feel
like
your beans are fantastic.
No, I always see reposts and stuff like that, and I'm like, wow, it must be pretty good and easy to listen to. I don't know.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It is doing pretty well, so thanks y'all for listening to this. So, well, we are going to get started, and up first, this week, Bobby brought up a news story about how dark chocolate is good for your heart, and then it got us all talking about all the foods that everybody on this show hates. Well, I decided that I want to hear, us three are going to talk about some things, okay?
Let's talk about it.
So,
my microphone, sorry.
Yeah, coach,
that.
Have you ever been on the mic before?
No, I get nervous this weekend show, dude. I get nervous, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's listening on the weekend. I'm like, ah!
He drills his mic like it's his first day.
Lunchbox is nervous. This is weird. I've never heard those words out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have questions for y'all. We talked about the foods that you can't stand or you hate. Hate's a weird word for me, so we're going to say dislike. So I want to hear the song that you dislike, and I'll give you a second to kind of think about that because I know it's a loaded question. I'm going to tell you mine while you think.
Go for it.
Mine is Laffy Taffy. Okay, back in the day.
Oh, it's a great song. Laffy Taffy.
I like jammed to this song on like party buses, right? It's like Laffy Taffy. Oh, but like I listen back to it now and I'm like, it is literally a song where they are repeating the words Laffy Taffy over and over again. And it was famous. Like so crazy to me. And it's just not a good song. There's no like, there's nothing there for me.
I can't believe you don't still enjoy Laffy Taffy. No. That Laffy Taffy.
Because it's like one of those earworms that you get and then it doesn't go away and you're mad that it doesn't go away. It's not a good earworm, you know?
I think it's a good earworm. Okay. I am in total disagreement with this selection right here.
Okay, well then what's the song that you dislike?
Oh, there it is.
Right here with the song.
Here it is.
See? Now it's going to be an earworm.
Oh.
Here we go. Laffy Taffy. Oh my gosh. Okay.
That is a jam.
No. Now it's going to be stuck in my head. It's bad. Okay, look.
This one is another one that they just repeat the dang words and it is so stupid. And are you ready for it? You may not even ever heard this song. I don't know when this song came out, so maybe you were too young. It's Are You Johnny Ray? Who wants to know? Who wants to know? No, I'm not Johnny Ray. Who wants to know?
That's all they sing. Song.
They sing it over and over, and it was a huge hit. And I'm like, this song is terrible.
Wait, Ray, do you know this song?
I have no idea what you're even talking about. Coach.
Are you Johnny Ray? Who wants to know? Who wants to know?
I mean, is this like from the 50s lunch?
No, Are You Johnny Ray? Sung by Jimmy Ray.
Okay.
Oh, it says, the song is, Are You Jimmy Ray? I thought it was Johnny Ray, whatever.
And you learned the new lyrics to the song.
Yeah, and it came out in November of 1997. If you could look up, Are You Jimmy Ray?
I was like 4 years old.
Such a terrible song, and everyone loved it. It got to number... Yeah. Oh, it's so terrible. So terrible.
Oh, there's a vibe here.
No, just get ready for it. He says it over.
Are you Johnny Ray?
Who wants to know?
Are you Slim Ray?
Who wants to know?
Are you Ray Ray?
Okay. I feel like that's a theme song almost for Ray. It says Ray.
Yeah, I like that.
It is so terrible.
Dude, we might have just found my new winning song.
Who wants to know? Who wants to know?
Okay. Speaking of Ray Ray, what's the song that you dislike?
All right, so let me preface this with saying I love Luke Combs, okay? And I hate to go after a country song right now. And his song, Better Together, I love it.
Some things just go better.
That song's amazing. So I really like Luke Combs, but, and a majority of his stuff I'm fine with. For whatever reason, maybe it's I don't know, maybe there's instruments in it I don't love, the lyrics. I can't stand Loving on You.
But I'm in
like this song?
I'm so sorry to Luke Combs, all the people on Music Row who have been a part of this song. And I think it's a number one, too.
It's very cheesy. Yeah. I'm in love with Loving You.
Oh,
I mean, it's
so
very
good.
Cheesy.
It's so good.
I'm sorry. I kind of thought we were going after country songs, so I probably should have switched it up. But for me, that one, if it's on the radio, I can't do it.
Okay, fair. I mean, the whole point of dislike is that they're controversial opinions, so that's okay. We're all across the board there.
But I see what Ray is saying. Just say I'm in love with you. Don't say I'm in love with Loving You.
Well, that's the point of the song. It's different.
I'm in love with Loving on You.
Hey, you know what, Luke Combs? If you're listening, I love this song.
Yeah, he really
is. He's not listening, I promise.
Okay, well, the other question. Movies that you dislike. Like, one movie that you really dislike, and mine's so controversial. I got forced into watching this series on the show, and it was the worst thing I've ever watched. The Godfather. It was terrible.
Oh, you're, I can't say the word. You are, you're ridiculous.
Okay, I'm ridiculous. It was terrible. I don't care. It was so bad. I was so bored out of my mind. For 3 movies, I think I sat there for 12 hours. It was so long.
Well, that's the problem. You got to think they came out years apart. So you're used to seeing them one, you wait 2 years, you see the other one. Watching 12 hours of anything in that short amount of time is tough.
Okay, but it just wasn't good. Like the one part where he's, I make him an offer, I can't refuse. That's the only part I liked.
Dang, you sounded really good there. Like you sounded just like him.
You know, doing some good impressions there, but that's mine. And I know it's going to be controversial, so that's okay.
I don't think that, I mean, it's so old. I mean, it's an old movie, so I don't really know if people are going to be that mad at you for not liking it.
We'll see. We'll see based on the internet. Ray, what's yours?
Austin Powers.
Really?
That's going to be controversial.
Like, isn't there a few of those? So, like, all of them?
Sure, because they're all the exact same theme where the dude acts like he's from England and it's a throwback. Oh, do you want to shag me, baby? And they talk like that the whole time. And it's just so
hilarious.
I get it's a comedy and they're supposed to be like, wait a second, $1 million. I get that was the point of it all. It's a comedy. I just didn't think it was funny. I mean, it was just so dumb.
Is that the one where the pinky thing happens?
So many quotes are from it. I mean, there was Goldmember, Austin
the Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yes, it was huge and popular at the time. I don't even think it holds up. I'm sure Lunch hasn't seen it in 10 years. But probably not.
I don't usually go back and watch a lot of movies. I'm not a big watch a movie 16 times guy.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so Austin,
all those quotes are hilarious. All those quotes make you laugh. They make you laugh out loud.
Am I the only one that feels like the Austin Power quotes is something I would totally hear coming from Ray's mouth sometime?
Right. I think he's
possibly
mad.
I'm mad they stole my shtick.
Yeah, they're like, hey, man, those guys got me before I was got. Like, I mean, they did what I should have done.
Oh, man. Okay, Lunchbox, let me tell you.
Let's start with Legally Blonde. Absolutely terrible.
I am so offended.
It is almost unwatchable. I went with a group in college. And it was like, okay, the girls would pick 1 week and the guys, I fell asleep in the movie theater. It was so bad. Like,
you know,
I was
what? Like, no.
So
you are
bad.
So much disrespect right now. No.
It's so true. And we all know Legally Blonde is not good.
Yes,
Elle
it is.
Elle Woods and her stupid chihuahua is a terrible movie.
Bruiser, kay. I'm so sorry.
Another one, Avatar. Oh, goodness.
Good movie.
Everybody loves
Avatar. Do you agree with both of these, Ray?
Avatar was good. I saw it twice. It was a one of a kind. Nobody had seen that type of 3D stuff and blue animals. But the other thing, he just went after a chick flick. So
yeah, okay, true. Another
but
one.
But you like chick flicks,
another
right?
one. Another one. Black Panther.
I made you watch that one.
I know.
And that was a great movie.
Wasn't that good.
Dude, you just hating over there.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
Seriously,
Chadwick.
Seriously, you just hating over there.
No, I'm just telling you that I was sitting there going, okay, this is really, I mean, everybody loves this movie. And
Meanwhile, you're defending The Godfather that was like 3 hours long and boring.
Yep. I mean, it's better than Avatar.
You know
and better.
What?
I mean,
Lunchbox, I just think I have better taste in movies.
I just disagree with that. Absolutely, wholeheartedly, 100%.
Okay, you know what? Here, we'll put it to the listeners. If they would put Legally Blonde, Avatar, and Black Panther all over Godfather, they're on my side.
I didn't pick Godfather. I didn't say Godfather was the greatest movie of all time, but I just didn't like those movies.
All right.
Oh, another one?
Fair.
50 First Dates.
You have a lot of movies you don't like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of movies. Another one? I don't know.
It takes
Multiplicity.
Me to, like,
Multiplicity
a movie.
Is another terrible movie. Look it up if you've never seen it. It's terrible. Terrible.
Ray, can you dislike a lot of movies? Like, it takes a lot for me to genuinely dislike a movie.
Oh, I know another one. We talked about it last week or the week before. The Beach. The one Ray told me to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
Do you dislike this many movies? Am I just weird?
That's a great point, M2. Yeah, it would take a lot for me to totally hate a movie. You can always find something, a redeeming quality in a movie. It was kind of funny. Oh, it made me think of my childhood. But for Lunch to hate these,
I mean,
with
he
such
has like a list.
No. I didn't say I hated.
Well, that's the point.
Okay.
This is
I didn't
dislike
hate Black
movie.
Panther. I thought it was overrated, I guess.
I mean, I had to like dig for a movie that I didn't like.
What are you going to say next? The Passion of the Christ?
No, I've never seen that one. Never saw that.
Okay, we're gonna do one more question on this dislike train. We're getting real controversial in here. Name a chain restaurant that you dislike. Ray?
I'm going with Chili's.
Whoa!
And there's a reason.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, it was a bad experience, and it necessarily isn't even their problem. But I went with my current wife. I went on a date with her. It was one of our first dates. And I ordered the salmon. But I didn't realize it was coming with this broccoli. And when I tell you this broccoli was the worst smelling cooked broccoli I've ever smelled in my entire life, that's not even an overstatement. Okay. It smelled so bad. I smelled up the entire Chili's like dirty, like feet. It was so embarrassing. And I'm on a date with Baser. And I have the smelliest dish. You couldn't even hide it.
So you were worried it was going to ruin your date.
Coach, it almost did. Thank God. I got married.
Goodness, yeah, she got married. I mean, she stuck around. She almost broke up with me because Chili's cooked the broccoli.
It's not Chili's fault. It was mine. I did not examine the menu properly. But maybe they've done away with the broccoli. But good God, did it smell bad. And I'm so sorry to that entire restaurant. I cleared the place out, Coach.
I mean, I'll agree with you though. Chili's isn't like one of my first ones I go to. I'll admit that.
What's yours into?
Mine, you guys aren't gonna like it.
Well, hit me.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Oh my god!
No, it's because she's Hillary's a vegetarian.
Hillary and I disagree on this.
It doesn't. I mean, it's not. You can't really say you don't like it because you don't eat the chicken. So what else can you eat?
Here's the thing. Yes, I don't like chicken. So that's why I don't hold it like 100% like a bad thing. It's just like I am never ever gonna choose to go to Chick-fil-A.
Well, yeah, because they serve chicken, and all you're gonna eat is the fries and the fruit.
They do have mac and cheese and fruit and fries, but like all of those things are like mediocre to me compared. Like, because obviously that's not their thing. So like I just would never choose Chick-fil-A. It's a very personal thing.
Okay.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And it was closed in Nashville for a couple days because of the winter storm weather and stuff.
And you were sad?
It's right next to my neighbor in my hood. So it was very depressing. We had to go an alternate route.
Are you one of those people that go all the time, Ray Ray?
I go. I definitely. I mean, Sunday would be the day I would go. That's why the song came, Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. But I go at least once a week, for sure.
Okay. Lunch?
Subway. Mm. Subway.
There's some controversy around Subway.
Dude, Jared's at the door.
No, Jared's in prison. Oh. Jared is in prison, man. I used to love Subway, and then I just feel like there are just too many of them, and it's just not as good as it used to.
The quality isn't as good.
Right, I'm just like, you know what? Another sub shop, I'll hit it before I hit Subway. Just can't do it.
I'm with you. I started recently eating, what's it called?
Jersey Mike's.
Yes, Jersey Mike's in town.
Yep.
And shout out in Kansas, Good Sense is bomb. Oh, best quality food ever. So, yeah, I would agree.
Good Sense? Shout out Thundercloud Subs down in Austin. That's where it's at.
I would agree with you. I'd say there's better sub shops out there for sure.
That was just my thing.
You guys ever got a sub from Publix?
Oh, yes.
I heard.
Pub subs.
I have been told that they're bomb.
They are. They're so good. You know, Hillary introduced me to them, and they are so good.
So you go to the counter and order a sub?
Yeah, and they give
you
like
checkout where you're getting your groceries.
No, I know the meat counter, you fool.
Yeah, and they give you like fresh deli meat. That's why it's so good. Like it's like fresh. All of the ingredients that are right there.
Okay. I mean, I never knew you could go I never knew you could go to the deli counter and order fresh meat like right there and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting. A pub
sub. Well, it's
sub.
Something like that. I'm not too experienced. Hillary would have all the experience, but it's something along
Hillary, what do you got to say about that?
She's home. Oh. Snowstorm. Okay, gotcha. Cool. Well, here's the segment where the show members talked about the foods that they don't like. And obviously, you just heard Lunchbox, Raymundo, and myself talk about a lot of things we dislike. So here you go.
Number 7.
They say eating a small piece of dark chocolate is the key to a healthier heart. According to a new study, we can decrease the risk of developing heart problems by eating dark chocolate 6 to 7 days a week. Researchers found that regular bites of dark chocolate slash the risk of abnormal heart rhythm significantly. Also good for your body. I just hate dark chocolate.
It's better than no chocolate.
I love milk chocolate. I hate dark chocolate. It is not. Sometimes, and Caitlin loves dark chocolate, it makes my skin crawl. That makes my nose go, ugh. I don't know why dark chocolate is so disgusting to me. But sometimes she has like a bar and she's able to eat in moderation and she'll have like a little square of it. And then I can tell 5 minutes later if she kisses me that she's had dark chocolate. And I'm like, oh,
that's not a cigarette, dude.
But still, I can tell. Oh, but she does the same thing with mustard. I love mustard. Sometimes she'll go, you had mustard. You have to brush your teeth if you're going to kiss me.
Y'all are weird.
She won't grab the mustard bottle and put it back in. She hates it that much. So here's my question that I posed to the room here. Is there anything that you love and your partner hates and vice versa? Because mine are,
I hate dark chocolate. She loves it. I love mustard. She hates it. She's never tasted mustard or ketchup. No condiments for her. But that's kind of ours. Amy, do you have that?
Yeah, he loves olives. I hate them. He'll eat them right out of the jar, and it makes me want to gag.
I like olives. I like olives.
Yeah, they're gross.
Okay, and is there anything that you like that he doesn't?
No, he likes everything.
No. Okay.
No, he's just more easygoing. He really doesn't complain.
I hate onions, and so I especially hate the texture of onions. Because she says she cooks them into stuff, but she has to cut them up so small that I don't taste them. But if they're big and I crunch an onion, I'm like, I'm done. I can't eat this anymore.
She did when we did our cooking thing. Yeah. She said that she does sneak some onions in and tell you about
it. And you know what? Good. That's fine. As long as I don't know, I'm okay apparently. And I'm good with that. But no onions. And she loves onions. Just I cannot deal with the texture of that. Eddie, what about you?
Oh, easy. Pork rinds. I love pork rinds, and it's like the same thing. I give her a kiss, and she's like, oh, my God, did you just eat pork rinds? It's disgusting. Get that out of here.
What about the other way?
She likes olives, and I hate olives. You know, for years when we were dating, I ordered pizza for us. I mean, we've been dating for a long time, and she loves pizza with olives on it, and I've never asked her until, like, maybe 5 years ago. She was like, you know I hate mushrooms and pepperoni, right? And that's what we've eaten our entire life as we've been dating. I'm like, what do you like? She says, olives. I'm like, oh, never. We're never ordering that.
So she's been eating mushroom and pepperoni pizza just for you?
Just for me.
Did she peel them off or did she eat them?
She would just kind of peel one off here and there. Not, she didn't want to hurt my feelings, but she never told me. And I'm like, just tell me. But now that she told me, I'm like, nah, we still won't order olives.
Lunchbox, you and your wife?
My wife loves mushrooms. And yeah. I think they're absolutely disgusting. Ugh. They're just slimy and gross. And she, So yeah, mushrooms. I can't do it. Won't eat them. But
what about the other way?
She doesn't really hate anything that I eat. She's a pretty non-picky eater, so she'll just suck it up and eat it. And if she doesn't like it, she doesn't tell me. So I'm good on that front.
Man, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Have someone that either likes everything or acts like they like
perfect.
Everything. You know what I learned about food recently was there's a difference in banana peppers and pepperoni peppers.
What is that? I don't know the difference.
I didn't know. I thought they were just called different words. But like this color slightly, the shape slightly. And also I was told that they're not called pepperoni peppers. What do you call them?
Banana peppers is what I always call them.
Okay, but not the same. Okay, I'll tell you.
The one that comes in the Papa John's pizza.
Yes. The biggest difference involved the skin and the shape. Banana peppers also have thicker walls where they're called pepperoncinis. They're not even called pepperoncinis.
You've been saying it wrong this whole
time. Apparently.
Who knew?
Apparently I'm just the little redneck who says pepperoncinis. Caitlin's like, yeah, I think your grandma just said that growing up, and you've just held on to that. Amy, what do you call them?
I say pepperoncinis. Like, if I ever order that on a pizza, that is exactly how I say it. So now I know.
And I hate peppers, but I like banana peppers if they're chopped up, and I like pepperoncinis.
But I grilled you bell peppers the other day, and you're like, get that out.
No way. Can't do it.
So weird.
Can't do it. Can't do it at all.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
We talked to one of Bobby's good friends, John Party. He's performing at the Opry this weekend, and that was the main reason he called into the show. But while he was on with us, we also talked with him about his cameos. And basically, fans have to drop $125 for a video message from John Party, and he told us what fans could expect from that. So listen back to this. John Party is always a hoot. So listen, laugh, you're going to love it.
Number six, the Friday morning conversation with
John Party.
John Party, what's up, my friend?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I have a question. I was thinking about you the other day. When live shows return, and they will return this year, do you think you'll have to go back and relearn all your lyrics?
Usually it's just me and the guitar by myself singing, like for a couple of days before the first show, going through, go back, listen to the albums, listen to what's on the set list, and kind of get in that mind space again, and then still forget the lyrics.
It's been so long since you've been able to play consistently. Are you worried the first few shows you'll be like, I got dirt on my what again? My sneakers?
I mean, we're going to remember that one. I think it's just what it is. But shockingly, we had some little bit of shows last year, and only messed up one line the whole. So that's pretty good. One out of a 75 minutes that you forgot one line. So
we have John on. He's playing the Opry tomorrow night. So you guys can check it out. You can go to our Facebook page, Bobby Bones Show, because we're actually grabbing the stream. Or you can go to the Grand Ole Opry's Facebook page, Circle Network. Everywhere you can go watch the Opry online. Do you remember your first ever Grand Ole Opry appearance, John?
Back in 2013, I think. I had long hair. You know, I was saying, I think you had long hair too. me and my mom, this is before, like, this is back when limos were still cool, man. And we took a stretch Hummer to the Opry, and we had fun.
I got a couple of other questions for you here. You put Rancho Fiesta Sessions on vinyl. I saw you talking about this on your Instagram. How do people get one of these? Because you did a bunch of really cool cover songs. How do people get one of these, and will you sign them?
I'm having a whole field day of a signing 500 copies of it. So if you can just go to my website, and we got them up.
Is that johnparty.com? I've never been on.
Johnparty.com.
All right, John Party is on with us. What does someone get? Because I was looking, I saw that you're on Cameo, $125. Ooh, that's steep. What does someone get for $125 with a John Party Cameo?
When I first, I kind of like put off Cameo. I was like, I don't need to be doing that, you know. I kept getting DMs like, hey, are you going to, you know, join Cameo, blah, blah. I wanted to get a message. And I was like, you know what? I'll try it out. It's a lot of happy birthdays. There's a lot of happy Valentine's Day. And you know what? It makes people happy. That's the main thing about Cameo. Like, they love it. I mean, when they get the video and they leave me feedback and stuff, they are so excited. And that's the thing I never thought I would get, like happy out of it, that I made somebody happy. So that's what Cameo has kind of opened my eyes a little bit. It's just... They're so excited when I get the video. It's pretty awesome.
So how many of those do you think you get a day, requests to do cameos?
When it first lit up, when I first got up, it was 50. I've done 94 videos.
So you made about $10,000 off of Cameo. Holy moly.
Close. But I use it for like farm stuff. So it does help out here on the ranch.
John Party's on with us. He's playing the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow night. Hey, John, I have two product pitches, just ideas that I think would be great for you in business. Tell me if you like these ideas, okay?
Okay.
I can tell he's not loving it already. Either that or he's on the toilet. All right, here we go. Once live concerts return, we start a toilet rental business for venues. We put your face in the hole, and we call them Porta Parties.
I mean, can the face be at least on the door?
Okay, fair enough. All right, how about this one? We start our own country music awards show for people who never get nominated or win the big awards, and we call it the Party-cipitation, like the Party-cipitation Awards. Get it? Like you participate?
Yeah, like
I really struggle with this one, yeah.
The Party Participation Award?
Close enough. We were calling it the party. Yeah, it doesn't work. That we tried. I don't think.
While you pitched it, you're like,
yeah. Halfway through the pitch, I was like, this is a stupid idea.
What if we could just be the American Country Party?
Okay, and you have to host it too. You good with that?
I love hosting stuff. You know that.
There he is, John Party. Listen, he's on because he loves playing the Opry. We're promoting the Opry. Be sure to watch it on the Opry's Facebook, our Facebook, or Circle Network. John, good to talk to you. By the way, everybody, you can get Rancho Fiesta Sessions on vinyl. It's signed to $35, johnparty.com, expected to ship March 17th. So go ahead and sign up for that too. The guy's just trying to buy farm equipment. You heard it here first. All right, John, good to talk to you, bud. Talk to you soon.
Later.
All right, bye.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Another guest on the show this week, Kip Moore, he called in. He had recently performed at the Ryman in Nashville, and that was his first time performing since this whole pandemic thing hit. And he talked about the cost of it, what happened, how it was seeing people in masks in the crowd. I mean, just so many conversations about that first live show. As you can imagine, it was fun for him, but definitely different. So listen back to this interview. He talks all about it, plus about his new Wild World Deluxe Edition.
Number 5, the Friday Morning Conversation with
Kip Moore.
Kip, what's happening, bud?
How you doing, B? You good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I was watching you play the show at the Ryman, and your fans are so passionate. And I wonder, what I was wondering as I was watching you play these songs is, whenever people sing back to you but they're wearing a mask, does it sound a little more muffled when they're singing back in masks?
It's not. It's definitely not quite as aggressive, you know. It's but as long as I can hear singing, I'm good, man. It's a good thing.
How was it to be on stage again? And obviously, it was a socially distanced show, and it wasn't completely packed. But for you to be back on stage playing music, how'd that feel?
It was great, Bobby. You know, and I say this with all sincerity. I like during this whole thing, I never craved the adulation part. I miss like being on stage with stuff that was happening tonight with the band, and you know, just being able to bring people some joy. But I've never needed the adulation part, so I never missed that. But I missed. There was a lot of organic things that happened on stage that we didn't plan on. That just it felt amazing playing music again. You know,
10 years ago, Something About a Truck was a number one. 10 freaking years ago. Does that feel like that has just flown by, or does it feel like forever ago?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. That whole period in my life feels like one complete blur. Everything about it feels like a gigantic blur. I think me going through like the insane insomnia I went through for like 4 years, the whole thing's a blur. I mean, sometimes it feels like it was just yesterday, and sometimes it feels like a lifetime ago.
Does that song still feel like a Kip Moore song?
No, but I'm thankful for it. You know what I mean?
I asked that because, listen, I'm a Kip Moore fan. I'll say it right now, loudly and proudly. And you played 25 songs at your last show, which is a lot. And I did not see Hey Pretty Girl on the set list. So does that feel like a Kip Moore song? And why didn't you play that song?
Yeah, I mean, that still does. Bobby, I mean, like when we did that acoustic tour all of last year, there would be nights, and I'm not exaggerating, there'd be nights where I did not play one single hit. And you never felt like you were missing anything during the night. Like the crowd was never chanting for it. I would give them an option during the encore. Knowing I haven't played Truck, Hey Pretty Girl, Last Shot, you know, I'd be like, you know, what do y'all want to hear? And they had signs in the audience, and it would always be like Crazy One More Time or That Was Us or something. And it wasn't like planned to not play it. I just never got to it.
Do you feel like your voice is still in shape?
No. I mean, it definitely, you know, the band was laughing after because they were like, you know, we were supposed to play an hour and a half. And I got fined, you know, a few thousand dollars for going 40 minutes over. But, you know, when I got off stage, I had no idea how long during the first whole set that we had played. And I asked my tour manager, are we good? Because I normally have in-ears and I didn't have them. And he says, Kip, he put his hand on my shoulder and said, you're 35 minutes over, you're already fine, so you might as well play the encore. So, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, I mean, we kind of just winged it while we were out there. We had a bag of songs to pull from, and we followed somewhat of an order, but there was definitely some audibles happening throughout the night.
How do you pay that fine, or do they just keep it out of your check?
I don't really know, Bobby. I mean, I'm pretty sure it just, like, gets reimbursed to them if they've already paid to my business management, you know. Afterwards, I wanted to kick myself because here I've gone a whole year trying to take care of my band and crew. I haven't had any shows, and then my first one back, I get fined. So that was pretty idiotic on my part.
Kip Moore's on with us. Wild World Deluxe just came out. You got 4 new songs on this. So why did you want to put a deluxe album out instead of, you know, holding that and putting a new project out?
A lot of times I'll over-record for a record. Normally I'll do like anywhere from 3 to 6 songs over because a lot of times you don't know what a song is going to feel like till you give it a go. And then sometimes it just lays flat. You can't seem to capture the magic and whatever for whatever reason or not. But and I'm already mentally way past where I'm at that particular time. So if I'm writing new stuff, I don't put that on an old project.
So it just felt like that record. Like it contextually felt like that record.
Yeah, and even sonically, like the way that we recorded the drums, the way we did guitar tones, like leaving doors open in rooms, like whatever kind of ambiance, you know, kind of thing we were going for with certain songs, whatever ethereal, you know, sounds we were trying to capture, like it all kind of made sense with that record and the subject matter.
You're telling me if you leave a door open in the studio, the guitar sounds different?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a much more compartmentalized sound when you have amps that can't bleed into the room. You know, like you're going to have a much tighter mix. I mean, when you listen to old
50s through the 70s recordings, I mean, a lot of times they did have the door shut, but a lot of times it was just in one big room. And that's why you're getting all of that, like, kind of where it all feels like they're in the same room. Nothing is individually compartmentalized, and you're getting lots of bleed, and there's that rawness in it. You know, you can't control your sounds in the mix as much, but you get a much more authentic band sound with that kind of thing.
Have you ever stage dived?
I've definitely jumped into the crowd. The last time I did it was in Milwaukee, Summerfest, like back in 2015. And it was truly kind of a scary experience. It got so aggressive, and I came back on stage pretty much missing all my clothes. It was pretty insane. So I haven't done it since.
I did it once, and I didn't know the rules, and I did it on my belly.
Oh, that's great.
Let's just say I took a lot of shots into that very sensitive area that I really wasn't planning on.
Bobby,
people were just trying to put their... Listen, I'm not a rock star, Kip. I'm not like you. I don't have the wherewithal. I usually do stand-up comedy. And we were doing a music show, and I was like, I got to go. And I jumped face first into the crowd. That was it.
Heck, Dustin Lynch is so scared of it, he does it with a boat.
He does. He gets in a boat. That's true.
It's an inflatable raft. He's so afraid of it.
Let me ask you this before we go. You tweeted on the Conor McGregor fight, satin sheets will turn an alley cat into a house cat. When that happens, it's over. Is that a Kip Moore original?
100%. You know, for the first half of my career, I mean, Bobby, that's why I moved into that dump that I stayed in this, you know, I mean, I don't want to say a dump, but I mean, it was the room that I moved into somewhat was, you know, I moved into a one room in the old Cornman building. I got a twin mattress and I put it on the floor and I put all my stuff in there because I thought that I still had to feel like I was at the bottom to write the Wild Ones record. And I took cold showers every morning like I did back when I was living on Edmondson Pike. You know, I mastered the 20-second shower and I tried to keep myself in that hungry phase. Now I realized that just by living simple, I can stay in that state of mind. I never want to get too comfortable. At least while I'm doing this, there might be a time when I really kick back. But I mean, I like simplicity anyway. I've never needed like things, but yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think once you get, you're living in some big mansion and you've got, you know, everything you need and all the cars. I mean, how can you possibly stay in that Clubber Lane, Rocky III state? You know what I mean?
There he is,
Mr. T.
Yeah, Kip Moore. At Kip
I hear
Music.
You, easy. Hey,
there he is. What's up, Kip?
I heard you, my man. I know you pick up on that.
Hey, listen, Wild World Deluxe just came out. He's got four new tracks on it. Check out Kip. Hey, when are you playing again? What's the deal with your live shows?
I don't really have anything. I've got a couple little spot dates over the summer. I've got some. It's interesting. I've got some house. I've got a couple house things I've been doing, and I got like three of those kind of lined up, like 20, 25 people. Price is right. I go play the house.
All right, there he is. Hey, Kip, always good to talk to you, man. You're such a treat to have on the show. Love you. Talk to you soon, bud.
Congrats on the big day coming, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Talk to you soon.
You bet, guys.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This week on the show, during Amy's pile, she had put together a list personally of all the nicest country artists who have walked into our studio. It was her list, and she determined her favorites, and obviously you'll get to hear that back, but I wanted to bring Lunchbox and Raymundo back in to talk about this, because we always get asked about country artists, like, are they actually as nice as they seem? Are they so cool? Like, give us the lowdown on your favorite country stars. And so Lunchbox, Raymundo, and myself are going to talk about that. So, guys, are you ready to...
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you prepared for this
Oh,
moment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I need to know.
This artist is going to come after you, Lunch.
No, but
no,
this
no,
is
No, because I'm doing nicest.
We're not, no oh. dislike here.
I thought we were sticking with the theme.
People who
no,
don't like...
We're switching things up here, okay?
We're going the opposite direction.
nicest country artist. I'm gonna give you two options. Like, you can say two people. So give me your two
Why
nicest
two?
Country artists. Because like,
I'm just
it
joking.
Makes
I'm just joking because I would go
it,
on
know?
And on and on. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. So Lunchbox.
Easy. Keith Urban. Because I'm gonna tell you, he says hi. He's hilarious. He's funny. And the funny story is, one time we were going to some fancy thing, and we had to drive up to this house.
Oh, for the awards.
Yeah, the awards.
Awards dinner.
And I pull up, and I'm in the 05 Altima about, and Urban pulls up behind me, right? And I'm walking up the stairs, and I see M2 pull up behind Urban. And so I'm at the top of the stairs, and I'm yelling, M2, you're late. You're late. You're late. And Keith goes, is that you, Lunch? And I was like, what up, Keith? And he's just so genuinely nice that I would say I'd put Keith Urban.
Okay. All right. That's a solid one. I think everybody could agree on that. Who's your other one?
The other one are the Low Cash Boys. Anywhere I see them, they're down to chat. We talk sports, and we just, I mean, they'll drop whatever they're doing, and they just hang out for 10, 15 minutes chatting it up, Low Cash.
And speaking of, a little cross promo here, you had one of them on the Sore Losers podcast,
right? Yeah, we had
right?
Chris from Low Cash on the Sore Losers podcast right before the Super Bowl, because he was going to the Super Bowl, so we got all the ins and outs, and it was really fun to talk to him about gambling and his relationship with athletes, and it's pretty cool.
Okay, that's cool. So after you're done with this one, definitely listen to that episode. Yeah. Really cool.
Or any episode, the Sore Losers podcast. True. It's amazing.
Shameless plug, Coach.
That's okay. You know what? We're here for it. Ray Ray, what are your two nicest country artists?
The one just top of mind is Jake Owen. When I first came to town, I don't even know how I got his number in my phone, but I had it. So that just speaks to how cool the dude is. At one point, he invited everybody on his bus when they were doing shots, and he thanked everybody so much for being a supporter of his, all of us from the show. I was an idiot, and I was taking aerial shots from above on the skyscraper because I thought it was cool looking down at the crowd for one of his shows, and everybody else on the bus getting all these very nice compliments from Jake and his back then wife. But anyways, Jake was so cool, and he still remembers my name. I'm talking years later, he's moved on in his life. We don't see each other as much in studio, but and I'm a producer. I'm not even on the show really. And he still knows my names. Very nice. So he would be the first guy that would come to mind. The next, I'm just going to have to say Chris Lane.
Okay. I mean, throwing a ringer in here. I didn't see this one coming.
Because here's the deal. I worked an event. It was a charity event. It wasn't Make-A-Wish, but I believe it was special needs kids.
Special Olympics.
Yeah, similar to that. But it was a prom for them who had never gone to a prom before. And me and him worked it, and the dude was so down to earth. They would come over to me and him, and they'd say, hey, guys, sorry this wasn't on the script. Can you go up and do an announcement? And he'd be like, yeah, I'll go do it. I don't care. And then he... At times, he was doing a performance, and it's not like he could rock out like he does usually. There was kind of some awkward moments, but he did such a great job in between playing his music and just communicating with the crowd. And then he would just come over to me and be like, so, dude, like, really, though, what's been going on in your life? What's up? He genuinely, super
down to earth.
Yeah, I mean, he could have easily just gone and talked to his band guy, but he just came to me, talked to me. We took pictures. And I believe this is when he was with Bushnell, which obviously increased his fame. So he was just, for the most part, a great dude. And it really wasn't a situation where he had to be overly friendly and get to know me. It just didn't, but he did. So.
No, I all right, M2. That.
I know. All right, we already know yours.
Who do you think are mine?
Shania.
No, actually, no.
Okay, go ahead.
I am another fangirl of this person, though, and it was Dolly Parton. I mean, she came in here like...
There we go.
She came in here, and it was like the whole studio just, like, shut down. She just put everybody at ease. Like, she walks in her room, and it just glows.
She is.
I don't even know how to explain it, but she...
Why don't you date her, then?
Dude, you know what, Dolly? I would, okay?
Why don't you take her to Aruba?
And she even took pictures with all of us. Like, she was just, like... As kind as, like, you think she is, she's even more kind than that. So, definitely Dolly. But then I have to reiterate, Low Cash Boys. I've known them.
Wow, you had them on there, too?
Yeah.
Look at that!
You know? I've known them since I worked in radio in Wichita, and they've remembered me. They've remembered my life. They kept up with my life until now, and that's, like, years ago. And they've always been super sweet and, like, just friendly about everything. So 100% the Low Cash guys.
Dang, look at that. And that tells you how good they are, because they made two of the lists, and we didn't discuss our lists.
Yeah, nobody talked about anything. We were all over the place. Okay, so that was really cool. So now you can listen back and hear Amy talk about her list in the pile. She shared her choices for the nicest country artists.
Number 4.
I put together a list of the nicest country artists that have ever been in our studio.
You put together a list.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see if you agree.
Well, let me give you my answers.
Okay.
Garth, Keith Urban, Little Big Town.
Ooh.
Check.
Oh, what? Okay, wait, where do they fall on your list? Like Family Feud style.
Okay, and I didn't know that Garth. I ranked them per se, but okay. Little Big Town is first.
Okay.
Then Keith Urban, then Garth Brooks.
Okay, let me see who else. The nicest.
Yeah, the nicest.
But they also have to be a massive artist, I'm assuming, to make the list. Because yes. It's like the juxtaposition of massive yet still nice.
Right, because we have a lot of nice people that come in here. Mm-hmm. But these are big time. Like, these people probably don't even have to be nice if mm-hmm. they didn't want to be, and you'd still let them come in.
But they're nice.
Hmm. Eddie, who would you put on this list?
For sure, there's Dolly. Two icons. Yeah.
Dolly and Reba?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
There's a duo that you're missing.
Oh.
Dan and Shay?
But what, maybe only one of them's been in.
Duo.
I know she's saying.
There's a duo.
There's a duo, but Brooks only one of them has been in.
No, they've both been in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, they sat here and talked to us on the air.
You don't remember hearing Kix's jewelry going back and forth?
Oh, I just wrote down Ronnie.
Wait till we tell Kix and he didn't leave a lasting impression.
No, I love Kix.
All right.
Maybe I wasn't here. Brett Eldridge makes the cut. And then, of course, Jake Owen.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Did she leave anyone out, Bones?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I did.
Tim McGraw to me is awesome every time he comes in.
Yeah.
And George Strait.
Well, there's a difference in being extremely professional and being just really nice.
Okay, yeah,
some people come in, they're so professional, you're like, dang, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But you don't get to spend a lot of time with them outside of just talking with them. Luckily, with McGraw, I have been able to hang out a bit, and he's awesome. And so that's why I feel comfortable saying that to Tim, that they're great. Faith's great, too. Who else would I put on the list?
George Strait.
Only met him once.
It was the second.
He came in. You just want me to say that because he's your favorite. I don't know that I've spent enough time with him to say that. I've met him twice.
Yeah.
Met him once backstage. He was super nice, but it was so brief. Yeah. The interactions have been so brief. I don't know how to think about that. All right, thank you for that list, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Also this week, Travis Denning came in. He had sent Bobby a TikTok video playing a little bit of What's My Age Again from Blink-182 on his banjo. And, of course, we had to bring him on the show to play the full thing. And it was so cool. I mean, if you know this song in Blink-182, and if you ever had like an alternative phase in your life, you know this song. But listening to it on banjo and from Travis Denning, it was just so cool. So listen back to this. You're going to be impressed.
Number three.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Travis Denning.
Travis has co-hosted the show. Travis has had a number one song with After a Few. Going to play a little bit of this. Here you go.
But after a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find
He was voted the prestigious CRS 2021 new face.
Yeah.
Look at you. Travis Denning is here.
Thank you. I've been told I need a new face. Okay. Boom. Okay, I'm sorry. Golly. All right.
So this is what happened. I was doing this thing on TikTok where I said, hey, Stitch, and put you playing after I say this, and I want to see you. We're going to bring some people up. Well, Travis goes, I'd like to make a submission and play the little part that you played on the TikTok.
That was it, a cutoff.
And he goes, I wrote this. And it's obviously Blink-182, What's My Age Again. And so I hit him up. I was like, Travis, come play that on the show. I'd love to hear Blink-182 on a banjo. Now, did you have to learn the whole song after?
Oh, absolutely. Last night, I sat there and woodshedded this whole thing. I was obviously a huge Blink fan growing up, but just did not really learn the words as a, 8-year-old. So I learned them as a 28-year-old last night.
Okay, well, before we talk about anything else, here he is. With his banjo, it is Travis Denning playing Blink-182. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm so nervous. I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out. And she took off my pants. Then I turned on the TV. That's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And now some more amused by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was a cops and your husband's in jail. And Stay looks down on the TV. That's about the time that girl hung up on me. No one really likes you when you're 23. And now some more news I break for calls. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Hey! he is. Travis Denny.
Come on.
Can you play any song on that? Could you play the chorus of After a Few? On
Absolutely.
Banjo?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's
see. In my banjo voice? No.
Yeah, yeah. You can do verse and chorus.
After
whatever.
A few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. After a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we found ourselves leaning up against my car. Should have stopped at one, say goodbye, giving up at two, if we didn't want to wind up falling into my bed like we always do. After a few, oh, yeah, after a few.
He has to do that every time. That's the out, regardless of the song.
Hey, when we get back on the road, the whole set's full band, and then just banjo solo after a few.
What's your guitar story? How old were you when you finally started to go, I can actually play real songs?
So I Santa brought me my guitar when I was 11. And I started playing then. And when I was like 6 or 7, that's kind of when I was really starting to really get a good grasp on it. And actually, my parents told me at that point, I had some cheap starter guitar. They were like, hey, we know you're taking it seriously, and we kind of want to challenge you. If you'll learn Stairway to Heaven front to back, like no stops, no messed up notes, we'll buy you whatever guitar you want. And so I spent the next like 4 months with my guitar teacher, and parents came home from work one day, and I was like, all right, come upstairs. I got it. And played it for them, and they bought me my first Gibson Les Paul. That's what I wanted so bad. And I literally just recorded 2 new songs and played that guitar on both songs. I still use it to this day.
Can you still play the opening lick from Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, hey.
On banjo?
Man, I'm going to get smited for half these licks. Right? This is just like anti-rock and roll, but we're doing it. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. Just sounds country.
You
gotta
finish with it.
Okay. When she gets there, she knows if the stores all are closed. With a word, she can get what she came for.
Good though. There he is, Travis Denning. So we've talked about this before, but your girlfriend, who's not a fiance yet.
Not yet.
Right, but I mean, eventually, right? I'm not even going to pressure you on that, but I mean, it's the idea that you'll
be together.
You
sound like everybody in my life right now, actually. I'm not going to pressure you, but when's it happening?
Well, I'm not asking that, but Madison is John Michael Montgomery's daughter. Mm-hmm. Do you learn his songs?
You know, I actually don't know any of his songs. The one song I do know by heart, though, is Letters from Home, because that's, I've got like 4 songs in country music that are a automatic like cry song, and that's one of them. Just that song just gets me. So I know all the words of that one.
Favorite 90s country song that you will play in your set? Do you have any?
Oh, yeah. Church on Cumberland Road by Shenandoah.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit of that on the banjo. This is not rehearsed, by the way.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. Promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh, oh, didn't know a poor outfall could go so slow. Said, one, you gotta put your foot down on the floor. Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know, you gotta get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
Yeah!
Come on, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, you came up here only because I was like, you gotta come play Blink-182. So I appreciate you doing that. You guys, check out Beer's Better Cold. It's Travis's EP. He's got the big hit with After a Few, Dave with Ashley Parker. Where's that beer been? He's on TikTok. What are you doing on TikTok for the most part?
Like really dumb videos, like banjo videos. And my most viewed one right now is Madison's cat, Millie, which Matt Stell dubbed her Millbilly. So I really like that name. I threw an ice cube across the kitchen like floor, and she loves ice cubes. She ran after it and slid and absolutely headbutted the refrigerator, like really loud too, and just got right back up, picked it up. It's got almost like 500,000 views.
So of all the fantastic playing and picking that you've been doing on your TikTok, a cat running into a fridge is your most viewed.
Oh, dude, I got videos. I'm like, this is a song I really care about. Wrote this about my dad, and it gets like 4 views. Millie running into the refrigerator just blows up.
Travis Denning, follow him. Travis R. Denning on Instagram. Funny guy. Hey, great job today, by the way. Just coming in dominating. Because you came in just on request, whenever you're ready with your next song, whatever you want to do, you got one free ticket to come up whenever you want.
Perfect.
Whatever you want to promote when you're ready, come on up.
I'm going to bring an acoustic guitar that time.
Banjo. You heard it here first, everybody.
You heard it here first.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
This week, Lunchbox was at it again. After the show last week, Lunchbox stayed late and intercepted our voicemail. This is the second time he's done this. And he tricks listeners into thinking that he's actually the voicemail, like, box machine. And it's just so crazy because I don't know how people don't figure it out.
I like the way you describe it as a... a voicemail box machine.
Well, you are. That's, like, right. What it is.
I guess. I mean, like, when you call your cell phone, is there a voicemail box machine, or are you just the voicemail? I just thought it was funny that you describe it as an old school box machine.
You know what, Lunch? As you know, words are hard, okay?
No, it was a very interesting way to describe it because you were around and answer machines weren't really a thing after you were born. So for you to call it the box thing, just really thought that was funny.
That's true. The irony is there. Yeah, it's not lost on me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but.
Well, it's okay. You're on, and we've got Ray on, and I just have some questions. First, Ray, you have to sit in the glass studio when he does this. Like, what is your experience watching him?
While he does the voicemail?
Yeah, like he takes over the voicemail and he's like tricking listeners.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I wish at the end, though, is there ever a point when you apologize to him and just say it's a joke and you're just teasing him? Because otherwise, he's just on there just going, nope, you're dumb.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he hangs up on them. I don't think he does apologize.
Coach, it's heartless.
I never tell them I'm joking because then it ruins it. Like, I want them to just think that was the weirdest voicemail ever. And then they hear it back on the show and they're like, ah, Lunchbox was messing with me. If you tell them right then it's like, okay, no.
That's literally how the voicemail goes because he just goes like silent. Like nothing happened.
Or I say, okay, your call will end in 3, 2, 1.
And like you're a rocket ship?
Yep.
And you also carry it on too long. You should just do it for a second, but then don't you insult them at the end where you're like, well, sometimes, and you're not pretty. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm not.
No, the girl was like, I think she called to give her husband a happy birthday or something. I was like, no one cares about your husband.
Coach.
That's funny.
But don't like some of them, they're like, is this Lunchbox? Like, do they like suspect that?
Yeah, they
you?
Do. And then you just go, if you like your message, press 1. If you don't like your message, press 2.
I think we need to work on like your monotone voice.
And then they
more.
Press a button and you have no idea what button they press. And they'd be like, okay, re-record your message.
Oh, our poor listeners.
It's so fun.
It is. It is a really fun segment. And I won't argue that. But I do want to know from listeners, like, if they think it's funny, because die laughing.
They die laughing, and they I guarantee you, those
but
people...
I'm also not the other one at the end
of But the other calls. One's on the other end of the phone. They get off the phone, and they tell at least 5 people, man, I had the weirdest experience when I called the Bobby Bones show today. Boom. Spreads our word and gets our name out there.
It is true. Like, Bravo. If you have an interesting customer service experience, you're going to probably share all of that story.
With at least 5 people. If you have just a great experience, like, oh, you know, they did everything great, you're not going to go by it. Man, I had a great experience. It's going to be like, man, it was so weird. This guy was blowing snot bubbles out of his nose, and then he touched his nose. Then he wanted to use my credit card. Like, you're going to tell a lot more people if something crazy happens instead of if it goes smoothly.
You're not wrong. Well, is there anything you want to add to this before we play it back for our listeners?
No, call us anytime, 1-877-77-BOBBY, and leave your message on the voicemail.
Yeah, and Lunchbox may answer. You just never know. Could be a weird day.
Yeah, there's only about 1% chance they're going to get him that answers it. Usually it's just going to be a boring voicemail.
You know what? For some people, that 1% is all they need, Raymundo.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Well, listen back to this. You're going to laugh. I promise. Lunchbox takes over our voicemail line.
Number 2.
Whenever you call us 877-77-BOBBY. If it's after the show, you can leave a voicemail. And then we use a lot of them on the air as well. Because sometimes you listen to the podcast. You don't listen to the live show. Well, Lunchbox was at work late yesterday. So he just decided to answer the phones and mess with the listeners like he was the voicemail. So here you go.
Thank you for calling the Bobby Bone Show. You've reached our voicemail. Please leave a message and we will hopefully return your call soon and maybe play it on the air. Beep!
Hi guys, this is Toby from Colorado. I just wanted to leave a message, mostly give a shout out to my husband. It's his birthday today.
I don't think anybody really cares about your husband.
Okay, is this like real?
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. If you are done with your message, say 2.
Okay, 2. I'm done.
Thank you. Your message will destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. This is hilarious.
You're not hilarious.
Okay. I hope you guys have an awesome day.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Thank you.
My favorite part of that, he goes, da-da-da, press 1. Da-da-da, say 2.
Like, why did you switch that out?
I don't know. As I'm going, I don't remember what I said 10 seconds ago.
All right, there he is. You never know what you're going to get. Call our voicemail, leave us a message, or that happens. 877-77-BOBBY.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan, number 2.
All right, and coming in at number 1, such a cool live performance this week. We had in Edwin McCain. Yes, he's the singer behind the massive hit I'll Be, and he came in the studio to serenade us. After he's been on TikTok and Cameo doing all these cool things, we're like, okay, he totally has to come in studio. And we found out he has a killer sense of humor. Like, we were all laughing in here the whole time. So listen back to
the entire time. And you want to know what?
Yeah, what
I don't
what?
Know if I was part of this.
It's okay.
I don't know if Ray has this. Ray might have it, but my wife went around the house the rest of the after Edwin McCain was on and just sang his song over and over.
Oh yeah, there's audio of this. Again. I want to hear this.
I don't know.
I got you right here.
Here we
okay.
go.
Okay, yeah, let's hear this.
Your crying shoulder.
Dang, she has a good voice.
It was clean.
I'll be oh my gosh.
When I'm older, I'll be love, suicide, and I'll be your crying shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
That's my wife.
She has a phenomenal voice.
She went around the house all day singing it and singing it and singing it and singing it.
Does she like a singer in... At one point or two?
I think she was in the choir when she was growing up in the church or whatever. But yeah, I mean, just throughout the day, just randomly, she was cleaning the dishes there. And then she'd be like, oh, that was clean. And she wouldn't even break. And then she would go right back to the song.
Well, dang.
Are you trying to watch SportsCenter while she was doing that?
No, I was just getting something to drink and she was singing. And then I was in the kitchen getting food and then she was singing in the living room. And
well, Edwin McCain had us all serenading this week, apparently. Yep.
I'm telling you, that's one of those earworm songs that gets into your ear.
So
and
true.
You're like, man,
it's
that
kind
was
of
a jam.
Sad song, though. If you like, listen to it. It's a slow, like, sad song.
Oh, I don't even know what it's about.
You don't know what I'll Be? It's a love song.
Well, yeah, I'll be your biggest fan.
Yeah.
So how's that sad?
So you know what it's about. But, like, I mean, the slow, the tempo of it. And, like, you imagine it for first dance songs, and you want to cry because those are first dance songs.
Oh.
You know?
If you want, my wife will sing it at your wedding.
Ray, like, she was great, right?
I thought she sounded good. If it's at your house and you're trying to do other things, you've already got the kids making noise, and then on top of it, your wife is doing an American Idol audition. Sure, it was cute for 45
like,
seconds.
Play that again. Would you put her in?
Your crying shoulder. Sorry. It was clean. And I'll be better when I'm older.
She's so cute.
And let me tell you.
Were you making her her do dishes while she was doing that?
She didn't even know I was recording.
I know, dude. Trust me. I've tried to record my wife. It ain't happening. They don't let you record them singing.
No. They don't like it. And so then later when she was singing again, I was like, oh, she goes, she was taking the baby. She's like, should we play that? Because she played it on her phone. I was like, no, you should sing it again. And then she sang a little bit and she goes, oh, I forgot the words. I go, oh, I got enough. She goes, you were recording me. You were recording me. Ah!
And oh, I love that.
Too late. Already sent it in.
Okay, well, that was so cute. And obviously Lunchbox's wife loved it as much as all of us did. So here we go. Here is Edwin McCain in the studio this week.
Number one. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Edwin McCain.
I'm a big fan. I tell you guys, when I was in college, I saved up all my money, and I went across, and OBU was the school where the rich kids went, and Edwin was playing the rich kids' school. And I was like, I love Edwin McCain, saved up my tickets. I got in the very back of the theater, and I watched him play for an hour and a half, him and a horn player. And it was really, I remember so much about it, Edwin, so I'm super glad you're here, and I don't have to pay for this show.
I feel like maybe we gypped you for only showing up with guitar and saxophone, but, you know, we played in any iteration back then. We could show up and play however. So, yeah.
I was looking at your TikTok here. And that's actually what brought you here.
It's so bizarre, this whole thing, how I got here. Anybody tells you that they have a plan in the music business, they're just lying. It's just all accidental. It's a complete accident. My entire life is a giant accident.
I was obviously a big fan growing up, and then I'm flipping TikTok, and I see you singing with people doing, I'll be your... And I'm like, holy crap, He's playing. Let's get him on the show. And so we call you, and you're like, "Yeah, I'll be right over." And here you drove over.
I'm just shocked. I was like, people are like, "What? Why are you going on there?" I was like, "I don't know. I have no idea why they're." I was like, I feel like, okay, I'm just gonna show up. I mean, yes to that because I've literally, you know, I've just kind of been out of the loop. I've just been home doing the, you know, homeschool thing with my kids, and I kind of made the decision to be home with my kids and do the deal, and so all of a sudden I'm back in the music business again. It's cool.
I'm gonna play a couple clips real quick in case you've been living in a rock under a rock. Here's I'll be.
I'll be your crying soldier.
And here is I could not ask for more.
And I could not ask for more.
My favorite part right here.
I could not ask for more.
Yeah.
He goes hard.
It is a little aggressive. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, that's begging to have a parody video of, you know, somebody throwing a bouquet of roses at their girlfriend. Gah! You know?
Is it true, and you can true or false me on this, that you got your record deal because Darius and the Hootie guys were like, you got to sign this guy?
Pretty much, yeah. No, I was with them when they got signed to Atlantic, and they basically said, yeah, we're bringing him with us. And they were like, yeah, whatever, we'll take him too. And, you know, it's a miracle. I spent my life trying to repay those guys for what they did for me. And I say this all the time, like, if you haven't read Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers, everyone, especially if you're in your 20s and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life, read that book, because the importance of timing can't be overstated. Like, I worked really hard. I'll never deny that. But the when I was as important as anything I did. The timing was perfect. Everybody was tired of grunge. They were so tired of staring into their lint-filled belly buttons, and then Hootie and the Blowfish came along, and we were like, we have friends again, and yay, and whoever that guy is, yeah, we like him too. And that was it. You know, we were just really, really right place, right time.
I went over and looked at your cameo. You charge $100 a cameo. Now, if they pay that, I'll be honest with you, pretty steep, Edwin.
You think?
$100?
Snoop Dogg charges $800.
Okay.
What does he do?
Everything.
I'm singing to you.
Yeah, okay,
song to you.
That's what I was going to ask. We just had Valentine's Day. Are people hitting you up going, you got to sing?
I play the whole song, too.
Oh,
the
that's...
whole song. You get almost 5 minutes worth of this guy.
Dedicated straight to that person.
Yes, my wife feels the same way you do about that. Just, by the way, people pay you for that.
Yes, they do. No, I just am looking at the prices of folks, and $100. But if you're playing a song, I think you should raise the price.
Yeah, I agree.
So here's the thing. So I feel like, and this is something I say to the young musicians too, if you go out there and play for free for tip jars, then that's what you just told the world that's what your value is. You know, go, you charge for what you do. I mean, if you are good enough to be playing in public, then you're good enough to be paid for it.
Well, you have a rating of 5.0 out of 5.
I got a couple of bad reviews because at the beginning of TikTok, at the beginning of Cameo, I didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing. And I was literally like wearing a hard hat, getting ready to go get in an excavator. And I'd be like, hey, it's good to see you. And I'd do something stupid. And they were kind of expecting music and they were getting some construction worker. And I figured out real quickly, I was like, I'm not doing this right. So I got a couple of, who's this guy? Or I don't think this is the right thing. And
did you get a lot of them for Valentine's Day because I'll be such a big love song?
Yeah, this is my Super Bowl right now. Valentine's Day is it. I did 10 yesterday and I'll do 10 again today. And yeah, it's full on. I love it. It's great. So, I've been getting cameos from people. Like I got my wife one from the dude that was from Chips.
Eric Estrada?
No, the other one.
Don't know him. Eric Estrada's friend?
Yeah, the other guy.
Not Eric Estrada, the other guy. Anyway, my wife's a big fan, so I got her a cameo.
Edwin McCain is here. He's going to play in a second. Well, actually, I'd like to do this. The TikTok that I saw him, that brought him back into my life, was him duetting with someone. Because he would play the first part of I'll Be, and they would sing the second. And I thought I was going to jump in and do it too, do one too, but it just hurt.
You should do it.
No, I'm not. But Amy is over here. Mm-hmm. And I think we can try this. I'll be Edwin and Amy.
All right. Oh, boy. Okay.
I'll be captivated. Hang from your lips. Stared up on the gallows of heartache that hang from above.
Crying shoulder, I'll be love's suicide, and I'll be better when I'm older. I'll be the greatest fan of your life.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like that. Hey, what does that mean, love suicide, by the way? Like, help me. I've been singing it for 20 years. I don't know what it means.
You know, I was pretty good at screwing up relationships in my early 20s, and that was sort of the explanation for it. I didn't do very well, so that was the end of them. So I that was how the line came out. And it's funny because the record company and every producer I ever worked with tried to get me to remove that line, and I was just, like I said, I have the oppositional defiance disorder, and I
never,
you know, it just dug my heels in and refused to change the lyric, and that actually ended up working in my favor, because when Hilary Duff re-released the song on a soundtrack, they edited out that lyric. And I was like, you can't do that. And I called my lawyers. I was like, they can't do that, can they? And they were like, no, they can't. And I was like, okay. So that's how I have my bus now. Yeah. Thanks, Hillary. We thought about changing the name of the bus to Hillary's Duff, but then.
Edwin McCain is here. How about this? Let's do a verse and chorus of I'll Be, because I'm going to ask you to do something else, too. So we don't. Verse and chorus. Let's all close our eyes.
Oh.
And picture ourselves.
Okay.
The strands in your eyes that color them wonderful stab me, steal my breath. And embers from mountains thrust towards the sky, never feeling their death. And tell me that we belong together, dress it up with the trappings of love. I'll be captivated, hang from your lips, stared up on the gallows of heartache that hang from above. And I'll be your crying shoulder, I'll be love's suicide, and I'll be better.
the greatest fan of your life. And the horn, come on.
The estrogen bazooka, as we like to call it.
Let me ask you
this. Sax players, man. You ever see a sax player with a personality? No. They don't need it. Yeah.
Here's the question I have for you. In the most respectful way, when you're 80, how are you going to sing that hit?
I hate 25-year-old me. Put it in B, I thought. Oh, yeah, you won't have a hard time singing it when you're 50. I don't know. I was telling somebody the other day, like, I feel like I've crossed over into this new category where I go out to play. I still play 75 shows a year, and I play these, you know, 400 or 500 seat rooms. Everybody's seated because they're all like me, you know. And I started I talked all the promoters into letting me start at 7, and they're like, "Oh, it's way too early." I'm like, "Trust me, we're gonna sell these shows out." 7, dude, I got guys my age high-fiving me after shows. They're like, "Dude, 7 p.m. start time is amazing." I get home, get rid of the babysitter. I got get up and go to work. It's fantastic. So I get a lot of credit for just showing up and walking out there. Like, people are like, "Oh, look, he's still walking on 2 feet." I mean, it's kind of cool. You cross over to this new territory. You know, it used to be everybody's got their arms folded and they're waiting. And now I just get credit for being alive. It's great.
Edwin McCain is here. Such a funny guy. I get it. Like, do you think if you wanted to, you could just stop everything else and just go tour? Like, because the 90s are so strong right now.
It's starting to be, like, I'm realizing now, I'm like, dude, there's my shot again. No, I mean, okay, so let me just, this is a confessional. So I've got this little fighter in me, right, that wants to, like, go for it one more time. Like, my kids can see me go after it one more time. And I was with my daughter's class. We went on a fourth grade school trip in a bus full of fourth graders. And I was watching old Prince videos, like live Prince videos. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to put a band back together and we're going to go on the road. We're going to put out a new record. We're going to do it again." And then by the time I had spent, I don't know, 3 hours with fourth graders at the state capitol building, I found myself sitting on a park bench feeding pigeons going, "This is okay, too." "This is cool. I'm good." But here's the thing. So I've been talking with Lee Bryce about doing a record with him, and there's, you know, there have been people who have been like nudging me, trying to get me to do it again. But name one artist that's ever been in the situation I'm in that has ever actually come back and release something, and everybody was like, "Yay, new stuff." Like, nobody does that. Like, I'm guilty of it. I don't want to hear new AC/DC. I want to hear Back in Black.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, but inside, secretly inside, I really wish I could just do it one more time. Like, put out a record, put a big tour together, and spend all the money on lighting and sound and blow stuff up and have tractor trailers. And, you know, I mean, that'd be great.
I mean, listen, you're a South Carolina guy. I mean, I think you could do a song with a Lee Bryce.
Yeah, I mean, I did a song with him on his last record, but I mean, I'm talking about like full bore, like a record.
Make well, you a did a song on his last. Wait, you did, hold on, let me stop. You did a song on his last record?
Yeah, yeah. Who? That song. what was that song? Hey. Little Bird. A Story to Tell. That's the song we wrote.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I need to go listen to that.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Honestly, can I tell this story? This is kind of embarrassing.
Go for it.
I might ruin my friendship with him. So it's a friend of mine named Philip Lammons was like, "Dude, Lee Bryce wants to write with you." I was like, "Who's Lee Bryce?" He was like, "You're an idiot." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, because I'm so out of it. I really didn't. I kind of knew Lee's name, but I didn't know. I'm totally out of touch. I got nothing. I mean, I'm sitting at home watching Phineas and Ferb. And and so Philip gets me here and I meet Lee and I'm like, "God dang, man, this guy's, I mean, talk about a voice and just writer and everything." And we wrote this song in, you know, a couple of hours and just had a great time. And then he had been to a bunch of my shows early on and he was a fan or whatever. And so we just kind of had this weird friendship that started from me being a hermit living in South Carolina. So it's just been kind of a happy accident. And then all this sort of, and here I am again, you know, sitting here talking to you, which is weird.
Well, I'd like to hear, if I can keep requesting songs. This is my favorite part of my job, is when I have people come in that I really like and I can go, "Hey, do this." If you don't mind, I could not ask for more,
yeah,
which may have been my jam even more than I'll be.
And then Sarah Evans did a great job on this song, too. This is a big thing for her.
lying here with you, listening to the rain, smiling just to see the smile upon your face. These are the moments, and I thank God that I'm alive. These are the moments, and I remember all my life. I've got all I've waited for, and I could not ask for more.
Here comes the aggressive part.
I could not ask for more than this time together. Not as for more than this time with you. And every prayer has been answered, and every dream I have come true. Right here in this moment, just right where I'm meant to be. And here with you, here with me.
Edwin McCain, come on. That's awesome.
This is fun.
I think you should be open to it. We're ready for you.
Okay.
You should be open.
Mitchell Tenpenny, right? So I got like a teenage girl about that song, Drunk Me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, this song's amazing. And I had him come and sit in with us. Like, but don't you think like this new generation of musicians are so much better than I know they're way better than I was at that age. Like, I look back, I see kids on TikTok, and I'm like, holy God, like, they're fantastic. Like, there's some really great, like, technical players. And I watch them kind of doing their thing on the TikTok, and I think every single person doing that needs to go out and open a guitar case on a street corner and busk for a little while,
what you did.
Yeah, that's the only thing they're missing is this sort of fearlessness to go out in front of people and fall down and make mistakes but learn how to make that emotional connection, because you just can't do it by yourself with a camera in your room. You have to go out there and play gigs, and you got to play gigs in front of hostile audiences too. I mean, yeah, you can't just wait for everybody to love you on the internet. You got to go out there and play for people that didn't show up to see you. Like, spend some time as an opening act. That's a really good thing to do, in my opinion. You know, get out of my yard.
My final question for you, Edwin. Have you ever been at a karaoke place or where they're singing karaoke and someone gets up and sings your song while you're sitting there?
I got up and sang my song at a karaoke place in New Jersey. And I was like, this is going to be awesome. This is back when you're like, okay, like, I want to do a whole series on TikTok of douchey things I did in my 20s and now, like, I'm totally embarrassed about now. But I was like, I'm going to, like, blow these people away. They're not going to be expecting me to walk into this karaoke place in New Jersey and sing my own song, right? So I go up there and I sing it. And the guy that was running the karaoke goes, yeah, that's pretty good. It's not as good as the original guy, though. They didn't even recognize me. Everybody just kind of blew it off. Yeah.
Listen, you guys go follow Edwin on TikTok. It's the Edwin McCain on Instagram and TikTok. And if you pay $100 for a cameo, which I think we should raise the price now,
yeah,
he will sing the song.
Yeah.
He won't even be in a construction hat anymore.
Yeah, I've actually sung other songs too. Like, what's funny is people send me cameo requests and then I got to go learn somebody else's song and sing it to them.
Why not? Would you do Hold My Hand by Hootie Edwin? No, thank you.
Absolutely. I don't know. Is there a royalty I have to pay on that?
Dude, I don't ask. Don't ask. You don't know. You did wrong. Edwin McCain, hey, it's been a real treat to spend a couple days with you, honestly. Hey, I know we spent some time, too, together.
Thank you.
Was a big fan then. I'm glad to be a big fan again. It's crazy how things come back around in life. And loved having you here. I think you guys would all say the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. This is awesome.
So fun.
Great interview. Great performance. And when you're 80 and you have to take it down a couple, and you want to come and sing it again.
I'm gonna be like Motley Crue and just play the tracks.
Just sing to tracks. You could do that.
They do that?
Well, pop stars do. There's a track playing, and they sing over and under it and everything else.
Oh, like I'm a huge Crew fan, and I went to the they had more fire and tracks underneath there. I was like, oh, okay, this is what you do. Yeah. And nobody faults them for it. Go for it.
People were there for the experience.
Absolutely. It's spectacular. All right.
There he is, Edwin McCain. Yeah. Nice job.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
Well, that's a wrap for this week's show. I really appreciate y'all taking the time to hang out with me and Lunchbox and Raymundo. Y'all have anything left to say?
Yeah.
Last words?
Have a great weekend.
Okay. Well, you guys stay safe. Stay warm out there wherever you are. If you're in Florida, you're on your own because it's warm there. But everywhere else, everybody stay warm. We're thinking about y'all. And thank you for hanging out with us. Make sure you check out the show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Bobby Bones Show. And, of course, watch all the videos up at BobbyBones.com. And you can follow me at WebGirlMorgan. Thanks for hanging out with me for another weekend. Bye.
Come on. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.